This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV Show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out this week. He is traveling through Ireland, and we are all so jealous. He didn't even offer to take us with him, but he will be checking in with us maybe even this hour, so we'll see if that happens. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here with a little bit of health news to start off your hour. A couple of trending stories. First, the FDA, ladies, is going to be holding CBD regulations this week, a hearing, a public hearing, actually, about CBD products that will be coming in the next month or so. They're going to be collecting information about whether or not people like these products, whether or not these CBD products are working for people. CBD is cannabidiol. Is that right? Am I saying it right? Mm-hmm. Cannabidiol? Yeah. It's such a hard word for me
it's
to say.
It's a weird name.
Which is, of course, one of the ingredients is cannabis in this. It doesn't have the THC. CBD is not to make you high. It's supposed to give you all the anti-inflammatory properties, all the good stuff that people use marijuana for, and it's marketed in everything now. If you've seen it, I mean, it's absolutely everywhere. It's in topical lotions like balms. It's in drops that you put under your tongue. It's in food products. It's in supplements. It's in teas. It's everywhere, and there are a lot of claims that come with CBD. It's supposed to be an anti-anxiety treatment. It's supposed to be for anti-inflammatory properties. Everybody is using the CBD. It is like the next big thing. And it's marketed from relieving pain to reducing stress, anxiety, but the ingredient is not yet sanctioned by the FDA. So now federal officials want to discuss what kind of regulatory framework they need to have for use in CBD products. There's a public hearing that'll be scheduled next month, but in the meantime, the FDA is going to be meeting individually with small groups trying to get as much information as possible about the uses and effects of CBD. And this just piqued my attention because I think it's almost been the topic of conversation for people to now talk about whether or not these products are working. I even heard Kim Kardashian is doing a CBD-themed baby shower for the fourth kid that she's expecting. So this is truly like the next big thing. And I know, ladies, I think we've all had experience with CBD. Has it worked for anybody? Do we have any success stories, or is it not working? What do you guys make of this?
Well, two things. I have been using it for my dog. My dog Cooper is 16, and so Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, had mentioned that a lot of problems that dogs get as they age, inflammation in the joints, and Cooper has kind of a stiff shoulder, and I've been giving him CBD oil for about 2 months, and I actually notice a marked difference in him. And so it has calmed down his anxiety, because sometimes as a senior, he has some episodes where he'll kind of like wander around the house a little bit. That has definitely gotten better, and he doesn't limp anymore when he gets off of his bed. So I've definitely noticed a lot of improvement in him. I've been sort of sneaking a little bit from his because I bought him like human grade CBD and not like just junk from a pet store. And that's part of the problem is that because there's no regulation on CBD content right now and what the purity level is, that there have been a lot of independent testing that has shown that you think you're buying CBD oil, but the amount that they say that's the concentration is actually not that at all. And it's cut with all kinds of cheap oils like vegetable oil and canola oil and all kinds of stuff because it needs an oil base as well. So the stuff that I give Cooper is It's expensive, but it came highly rated, and it's cut with coconut oil. So you have to really be careful of the stuff that you buy. And unfortunately, CBD oil, like you said, Jen, is everywhere now. You can buy it in Whole Foods. You can buy it in any kind of natural market, and you just don't know what you're getting. So I am in favor of the government kind of having a hold on this in some way and saying, look, this is the standardized amount of CBD oil that you should have. Here's the dosage, because people have no idea about the dosage. I have friends who are like, oh, I started taking CBD oil, and they're just like downing dropper after dropper, and it's like, well, no one can OD over it, but still, you don't know what kind of harm you're doing. And people ran wild with this. And I think it's smart that the FDA is going to pump the brakes a little bit, because it has so many wonderful benefits, but only if you're getting the real pure stuff. If you're getting junk.
Yeah, not too much, not too little. I think that's a great point. In other health news, there is also a story today about a woman who went on a 3-week fruit juice diet. I don't know if you guys heard about this.
No.
She was put on by an alternative therapist. At least that's what authorities are calling it. An alternative therapist had put her on a diet of only water and juice, and she did it for 3 weeks. Medics say that she was on the diet for that long. Her weight dropped below 90 pounds, and the diet caused a salt imbalance, and now she's got irreversible brain damage after doing this 3-week fruit juice diet. I think it's just a good reminder when we talk about all this stuff to not go crazy, like you said. Don't down a bottle of CBD oil. Don't do these extreme things. Just make subtle changes to see if they improve your life, because I think we just kind of go, it's such a human thing to
start down
the path of something. Yeah, we want the quick fix. We want good health. We want it yesterday. And so we do some of these things in extreme ways. Yeah. And sometimes there's no coming back from that. The doctors are worried that this woman was suffering from a lot of different maladies, I guess, including water intoxication. She had done so much water that her body was being wiped out of sodium. Her heart wasn't functioning. Her brain wasn't functioning. And she wasn't replacing any electrolytes. This extreme detox diet, they have been known to cause things like seizures and heart problems for a long time. But now, 3 weeks in, she's maybe got brain damage now for the rest of her life because of this.
I would also say people just need to listen to their body, because she must have felt at some point during the process of this, and maybe she just thought, okay, I'm cleansing myself, and this is how it's going to feel before everything is magically fixed. But, like, if you can feel your body shutting down, then you need to take a look at the things that you're doing and maybe stop the crazy juice cleanses.
Yeah. And just the water, the level of water. And drinking water is great. I drink probably almost a gallon of water a day, but, you know, that's not the only thing
too
in my diet. Yeah. I had heat stroke once, and it was a horrible feeling. And I remember being at work and just feeling totally out of it. But I to compensate for that, I was drinking so much water. And I remember a friend of mine in the office came over to check on me, and he was just like, "You don't look good." And he said, "What have you been doing?" I said, "Well, I'm just trying to drink as much water as possible, because I had heat stroke last night. I was out really late at a concert, and it was like 110 degrees. And he said, "Well, you need salt." And so he went and got me pretzels.
Yeah.
And it was like smelling salts. Like, I came back to life so quickly just from sucking on the pretzels and just having the salt intake. And if I had kept going down that road, I would have ended up in the hospital. But you think you're doing the right thing. You think, oh, I'm just giving my body more water and I need to drink more. But you have to, everything in moderation, and you've got to balance it out. That's so scary, though.
It really is. A lot of these celebrities don't help. I remember, I think it was Ashton Kutcher, after his divorce from Demi Moore, was saying he locked himself away for 2 weeks. Do you remember that? And didn't eat. I think it was Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
And he was seeing visions, and he was just writing. If you're seeing visions, time to eat a hamburger.
Right.
All right, as we continue on the DJV show, 15 minutes past the hour. Speaking of things that you might like to ingest, coffee and red wine, anyone? Well, sometimes coffee and red wine leave your teeth a little stained, but we have a risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. A bright white smile, no matter what business you're in or what your situation is, a bright white smile is really really important. It's how people see. It's probably the first thing that people see about you when they meet you. So I was instantly amazed by the results of power swabs. Now I don't think twice about smiling, doing Instagram pictures, selfies. You can get up nice and close, and my teeth look pretty darn good. So don't give up your coffee or your wine. Transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes every single day with power swabs. They're super fast, easy, and hygienist approved. Just snap, swab, and smile. It really is that simple. And you can get power swabs today with our exclusive offer that's not available online or in stores. Call for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today, 800-208-1797.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Geek Out. Pour one out as Apple has canceled the AirPower wireless charging mat. Now, it was first announced back in 2017 when they added wireless charging to the iPhone, but 18 months later, Apple has had to admit defeat. Now, I know wireless charging pads are pretty common these days, but Apple had made a promise of a pad that was capable of wirelessly charging up to 3 devices at the same time, but it ran into technical hurdles and there was rumors of overheating dating back as early as last summer. Oddly, the company just announced new AirPods featuring wireless charging. So if you are waiting for an Apple AirPower, sorry about that. If it makes you feel any better, we've posted a link to an article with the best wireless chargers that are for sale on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
The bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doing a little trending health news here on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland. And ladies, I think that this story really caught my attention because scientists are now thinking that maybe they can stop the aging process. How
All
about
right.
this?
I'm listening.
The scientists now believe that aging itself is responsible for many of the big serious medical conditions like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, arthritis, cancer, heart disease, even diabetes. And they think that they've found a way to turn it off. Anti-aging drugs are currently being trialed in humans, and unlike previous tests, which have focused on a single disease, these drugs work on a broad spectrum, like an antibiotic almost, preventing or alleviating most age-related illnesses and frailty. They started this test on rats, mice, of course, and as part of this trial, you can see in pictures and evidence that go along with this that one of the mice looks pretty beat up, got no hair, looks kind of pudgy, aging. The other mouse looks pretty young and healthy. They're the same age because of the ingestion of these anti-aging drugs. In mice, the drugs extend lifespan by 36%, which is the equivalent of adding 30 years to humans. How about that? And the crucial part of this is that the animals actually remained in good health. So it wasn't like their quality of life was suffering those extra bits of time. I don't know. If someone said, hey, I could extend your life 30 years and you'd feel good, you'd have less trouble with disease, I'd be into it. How about you guys?
Absolutely. 100%.
Kara's like, I'm 25. I don't need to worry about this.
Yes, obviously. It's a pretty obvious answer. Yes, I'd be into it.
It's the DJV show at 21 minutes past the hour.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Time to stop a spark. Conversation, verbal elation, simulation. Share our situation.
That's the voice of Jill Scott on the DJV show. Dougie's in Ireland this week. The lady is here with music news. And this one is going to be a lot of fun, guys. Victoria, I'll go to you for this story because Live Nation has announced a lineup that is pretty incredible for the 2019 R&B Summer Block Party. Big headliners for this thing.
Yeah, Jill Scott, Anthony Hamilton, who's awesome. If you don't know Anthony Hamilton, he's got an amazing voice. Jasmine Sullivan, not familiar with her, but Faith Evans and Boyz II Men, of course, yes. Everybody knows them. So this is the fifth year of the Summer Block Party, and it will also see the festival expanding from 3 locations to 4. The festival will return to Philadelphia on June 29th. It'll be in Houston on July 6th, Chicago July 13th, and then it makes its debut in Dallas on July 5th. And for the 2019 series, Grammy winner Jill Scott will appear on all 4 dates as the headliner. Faith Evans will take the stage with Jill Scott at the Toyota Music Factory in Dallas. Boyz II Men, Faith Evans, and Lucky Day join Jill Scott at the Cynthia Woods Pavilion in Houston the following day. And the R&B Summer Block Party has actually sold out every show since its inception in 2015. And last year, we saw Erykah Badu, Miguel, Babyface, Ludacris, and lots more from the R&B world. And so tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. local time.
It seems like Friday, April 5th, we've heard that date a lot.
I know, right?
During music news. So that must be the date for all of the cool summer stuff that's happening. So watch your emails if you sign up for Ticketmaster. You get all these offers. Now, I think this is kind of fun because you get to travel with it a little bit, which is pretty cool. All those different locations and venues. Fun way to spend a weekend, so you can check that out. Also going on today in music news, Kelly Clarkson, Dan and Shay, they're going to announce the 2019 Billboard Music Award nominees. They're going to do it on the Today Show. That'll happen on Thursday morning. The trio will unveil the names of the nominees in five different categories during the 8 a.m. hour of today, which the remaining categories will be unveiled on the social channels, of course, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The three-hour award show will showcase this year's hottest musical acts and feature unexpected collaborations, which is always a lot of fun, a lot of buzzworthy moments. The Billboard Music Award nominees and winners are based on key fan interactions with music, which is the cool and unique part about that, including album and digital song sales, streaming, radio airplay, touring, and social engagement. So this isn't about the critics. This is about what people are actually listening to and interacting with on their devices and radios. Yeah, I like that part, too. The awards are based on the chart period March 23rd, 2018 through March 7th, 2019. So you get a full year. Clarkson hosted the Billboard Music Awards last year, which featured big wins by Taylor Swift and Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Camila Cabello, I'm like Doug, Chris Stapleton, Bruno Mars, Imagine Dragons, and Ed Sheeran. This year's Billboard Music Awards for 2019 will air on NBC from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas on May the 1st. So this should be a lot of fun. What's going to be the big hit, ladies? What will be the big trending songs? I believe for country, it'll probably be something Florida Georgia Line-ish. What about in the pop music sphere? What's going to be the big nominee, do you think?
I think Ariana Grande is probably going to sweep this year.
That's right, with that new album.
Yeah, with her new album, everything that she's released so far has just gone to number one, and it's there's so much buzz about it, and the videos that she's done, and of course, her fan interaction, which is, like you said, Jen, is part of the criteria. Her fan interaction is right up there along with Taylor Swift.
I agree. So, and, you know, she's actually in that time period between March of last year and March of this year, she put out two albums. So she's got a whole lot of songs that could be nominated. I don't know that that's really happened before. Most people take a couple years to put albums out. So
yeah. I think Kelly Clarkson's hosting again, which she did a great job last year.
She's always so cute. Yeah, she's a great host. I think very likable. So good luck to all those potential nominees at 28 Past the Hour with DJ V Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
She says they know of 100,000 apprehensions of illegal immigrants that took place just last month at the southern border, but the head of Homeland Security says it's not known how many other illegal immigrants came in.
unnoticed?
We do not know, no. And part of that, think about it, part of it is because we do not have the wall that the president continues to advocate for, we cannot in every circumstance tell you who is crossing the border.
Speaking there on Fox News last night, Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen compared the Homeland Security situation to a Category 5 hurricane. Chicago's next mayor will be that city's first black woman mayor and its first openly gay mayor as well. Former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot defeating Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle last night to win the mayor's race. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details, U.S. only.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is the DJV show that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week. He may be popping in this hour to surprise us, tell us what's going on the ground. In the meantime, it's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Victoria Keelan has a trending story.
Well, do we all remember the Alliance of American Football, also known as AAF?
No.
Yep. No one does. And that's why it's trending, because it's only 8 weeks into its first season and it's already donezo. So, and this is really sad actually for the employees of the Alliance of American Football. They basically
found
out.
This was a Vince McMahon thing, was it?
No, this was Dick Ebersol's son's thing. So Dick Ebersol and his son, I forget his name now, son Ebersol and a few other people, they tried to create this American Alliance of American Football. And it just didn't take off at all. And unfortunately for people who were actually working for the company, they found out over social media that they no longer had a job. And so this was in an email sent to the employees on Tuesday outlining what was happening with the AAF. They basically said, over the last year, we've been able to realize some amazing accomplishments. We launched a football league that no one watched, a groundbreaking sports technology, an APP, or an, I guess that's their way of saying app. they basically did nothing with this, and no one even knew about it. And they ran out of money. And so it's kind of not surprising. They are basically $70 million in debt. Charlie Ebersol and Bill Polian are the two, they were the two who started this, along with Dick Ebersol, of course, who's Charlie's father. So this was a big disappointment, and they say they're trying to regroup and kind of build up equity and to relaunch this. But I just don't see how you could even relaunch this. This is just, you know. Done.
And who comes in to work again? Wow, that is, usually they make it through a full season or something.
Yeah, you would
after
think.
8 weeks.
Now, that the Vince McMahon thing, that's the XFL. That's the new XFL. That has not launched yet, I don't think.
That's what I was thinking about, because the XFL, I remember when it was a thing, and that lasted for a season or two. But I couldn't remember if he had rebranded it. But he is coming back under that XFL logo, I guess, which is a good thing. It makes you wonder if this is a warning shot to him, though, that maybe there's just not a market for this. Because I think his proposal was to have it played during the same time as well, right? Wasn't it going to be during the spring months?
I think so, yeah. It was going to be off-season. It wouldn't conflict with the NFL. But I just don't think... And I live with a sports producer, and he has zero interest in anything outside of the NFL in terms of football. So the CFL, no one cares about, unless maybe you're in Canada. But even then, I don't think it does that well. And then having this new American Alliance, or Alliance of American Football, which is a stupid name because I can't even say it. And then having XFL, I don't know. I just think that the NFL ratings have already taken such a big hit. And it's not, it's part of it is the political stuff, but part of it is also, I think people are just kind of like over football. And, you know, I don't know that launching two different football leagues is the answer. And I think you're right. This may be a warning shot to Vince McMahon in letting him know, like, hey, maybe don't invest all of your money because it might not work.
Well, and I think Vince McMahon said he was going to capitalize on kind of the anti-football backlash after the kneeling scandal and the going back and forth. And, of course, the way the NFL, there's so much criticism for the NFL, the way they treat some of their players, including not only condoning these head injuries, putting them back. You know, there's always that controversy, but also the way that they handle people who are found to be wife abusers or animal abusers, they let them right back into the sport. And so I think Vince McMahon had come out and said, look, we're going to have a really tight league. We're going to have none of these problems. We're going to run things better. Yeah. But do people have more of an appetite for that type of sport? Are they going to be looking somewhere else? Are they going to be looking to another entertainment avenue to keep to kind of feed that need? I think that's the question. And obviously you're seeing that they don't have that appetite with this story where after 8 weeks, this league just folds.
And probably the biggest loser in all of this is the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, the hockey team. He invested $250 million into this new league.
Nice.
And this league started on February 9th. And basically, did anyone hear about it? Because I don't remember even hearing a launch on February 9th. So this has just been kind of doomed from the start. And the owner of Mr. Dundon, who is the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, he actually said that part of the problem was the NFL Players Association. They could have helped this become a success, but they weren't willing to give any young players up. And so they said they can't be a development league if they're only getting, like, you know, the older guys. And that is true. That's sort of like every movie where... It's like every football movie where, you know, the replacement players come in. And so you can't make a league based on that. That has been tried so many times, and it just never works. So it's, you know, RIP to the AAF.
LOL. Yeah, unless you've lost $250 million, then it's not a laughing matter at all. All right. In some other news, it's not a laughing matter. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has been talking all week long about the Trump administration and the immigration crisis at the southern border. And this week, ladies, she called it a Category 5 hurricane disaster, on par with that. She said that they're bringing all agencies together. They're asking everybody to chip in. Border Patrol agents are working very long hours without a lot of breaks in between. And the U.S. military is there. They've also made the request to add more military to the southern border. They've got thousands of people, including a story I just heard, an 8.5-month pregnant woman coming across the border this week who was starting to go into labor. The Border Patrol agents had to take her to an American hospital. And you have a lot of these drug traffickers, these coyotes who are making immense promises to people coming from Central America. And they're using them. They're taking their money. In some cases, they're sexually abusing them, physically abusing them. And it's a really bad scene right now for Border Patrol to try to keep up with. The Trump administration this week had promised maybe on Friday that they would kind of double down and make an announcement that they would close the border, which led all of us here to go, oh, no, what about our avocados and our guacamole and our raspberries that won't be coming in from Mexico? But now they seem to have softened that stance a bit. We don't know what the president will do on Friday when he's in Calexico. But it seems, Victoria and Kara, that they're softening their tone a bit because Mexico has agreed, at least in the short term, to start checking paperwork at their southern border, which wasn't being done. If you can imagine, the new president of Mexico came into office and said, we want to be, you have love in our heart. We want to act in a humanitarian way. And so we're just going to let everybody who wants to come in Well, the problem is they're not staying in Mexico. They're walking right through trying to get in here, and that's causing a big problem. That's why the uptick in the number of border apprehensions since January, especially when this president took over.
And the funny thing is, not funny, haha, but kind of amusing, the avocado thing. Did you see the backlash about the avocados?
Oh, people were going crazy.
People lose their minds, and everyone's, of course, blaming millennials. Oh, millennials and their avocado toast. You know, they're freaking out. That's the only reason that they're going to be that they're going to pay attention to this issue is because of their love for avocados. Well, you know, we do have Cinco de Mayo coming up. We're in prime guacamole season, so you know, President Trump, here's my message. You can't take away our avocados.
Yeah,
we need our avocados.
When you touch the avocados, I know.
Think about what's going to happen to your avocado tree in your front yard.
It's going to be shut down.
Yeah. People are going to start
closing down my avocados.
Well, people are, your neighbors are going to steal your avocados from your tree.
It's a good thing mine are out of season right now, so I'm lucky. Hopefully nobody will be climbing my tree. The only stuff falling off now, it's pretty few and far between, so. All right. As we continue on the DJV show, Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You've heard us talking about this for a long time here on the program. And Calitrin, speaking of long times, has a lot of success behind them, 20 years to be exact. It's all natural, drug and stimulant free. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You only need to take Calitrin once a day, right before you go to bed. Calitrin works while you sleep. It won't give you the jitters, it won't keep you awake, and it won't cause an upset stomach like a lot of the other products that are out there on the market. Get better sleep and shed pounds with Calitrin. It's easy, and there's a 90-day supply available now. You'll get 90 days free when you buy a 90-day supply, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. So go to toploss.com, and use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 minutes past the hour, the DJV Show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen are here. And not a great week for David Blaine. Victoria, some new allegations are out against him, right?
Yeah, the NYPD, the Special Victims Unit, which sounds like the TV show, but it's actually the real-life thing, they've launched an investigation into a sexual assault allegation against David Blaine, of course, the musician, the magician, from mostly in Vegas is where we know him from. He's got a few TV specials. And the chief of detectives in New York has said that there are actually two women who say that Blaine sexually assaulted them. The report says one of the cases, which took place at his Manhattan apartment in 1998, might be outside of the statute of limitations. In 2006, New York eliminated the statute of limitations for cases committed after that point involving first-degree rape, criminal sexual acts, and aggravated sexual abuse. So they're trying to figure out now, I guess, where that case would stand. Now, he's actually been accused of sexual abuse at least once before. In November of 2016, a model named Natasha Prince filed a police report with London's Metropolitan Police Service accusing David Blaine of raping her in the summer of 2004 when she was 21 years old. And now that investigation didn't really lead to any charges, but the new investigation with the two different women is being handled by the New York PD. So we'll see where that comes out. David Blaine has not really made any statements yet. His lawyer has said that at the time, his lawyer said that he has never done anything like this and is innocent. But we'll see if this is just another, grab for attention or if this is actually something that really happened.
Yeah, everybody gets their day to prove themselves, but I think it's so important. You brought up the statute of limitations in New York. So many states are following suit with that and ending that process because it used to be that there was such a limited time that you could come forward with these claims. So kind of interesting to note there. We'll continue to follow the story as the DJV Show rolls on. It's 49 minutes past the hour.
Show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
At 53 minutes past the hour, DJ V Show. That music means it's time for Warren Eckstein to join us with pet news. Hi, Warren.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, and we love listening to you. You can hear Warren on almost like every station on the planet with the pet show on the weekends. Warren is fantastic, loves animals probably more than people, except for us here on the DJB show, right, Warren?
Don't get carried away, Jennifer. Don't get carried away. Almost maybe.
And I have to tell you, I just said this to you off the air, and Victoria Cara, I was watching television in Los Angeles last week, and I looked up at the screen, and there was Warren's handsome face on my television. That you were out and about doing an event here locally in Los Angeles. What were you out there doing?
You know, I served as a spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security right after Hurricane Katrina. What I did is I set up a program and went around the country speaking to hundreds of radio stations and TV specifically on emergency preparedness for pets based on the fact that so many pets were left behind in Katrina. So we were doing a segment in California talking specifically about, you know, earthquakes and fires and the importance that everyone needs to have an escape route with their pet, a carrier that fits their pet in the home. But the problem is so many people that have carriers use them in a negative way, punish their dog, punish their cat, put them in the carrier. The only time they see it is when they go to the vet. So I was talking about the concept of making it into like a pet cave, a friendly, happy place where the dog and cat enjoy. So if you do have to evacuate or go to a doctor, it's a happy place versus a negative place. And some other important items in terms of microchip. Here's a great thing that a lot of people don't know. If you have a microchip on your dog or cat, which, by the way, everyone should, if you have that microchip and it has your phone number on it and you're in a disaster area, your phone's not going to be working, so that number is useless. So make sure when you do the microchip, you also put a number of a family, a friend that lives out of state that can be contacted if you're separated from your pet.
Great
tips
point.
Like that, yeah.
That's very awesome. Smart. And to the point about the carriers, my dad has gotten into this habit. He actually keeps his pet carrier for his dog underneath the dining room table and leaves the door open so she can kind of get in and out of it so it doesn't seem foreign to her. That's kind of her little spot just in case she wants to go in there. So a great tip. Now, I know Victoria and Kara and me, gosh, we've all been suffering from allergies this year. So allergies are a human problem, but they also affect dogs and cats. I noticed my cat was sneezing the other day. Just one little sneeze. It sounded so cute. But allergies for pets are a real thing, right?
Yeah, and they're seasonal. You know, there are a lot of, you know, allergies all year round, food allergies. But seasonal allergies kind of, you know, you'll see a dog or cat licking, scratching certain areas of the body. But here's a great tip that people are not aware of. A lot of allergies are environmental, which means when your dog goes out in the backyard or your cat goes out in the yard, you take them for a walk, you bring them in the house. If they pick up all the allergens that are out on the lawn and they bring them in the house, then they spread them all over the house. So my tip is this. If you're going to walk your dog or let your dog out in the backyard, before they come in, take a wipe and wipe their feet off so you can get any of the allergens off so they're not spread all around the house, which just reinfests the dog over and over again.
Yeah,
I just wipe their feet when they come into the house. This way there's no problem with allergies. So those are things you have to look for. But if it's really bad, you notice the dog or the cat is really, really scratching or just really uncomfortable, a trip to the vet is always warranted at that point.
What about what humans bring into the house? Because for instance, this may not be so much with dog owners. Dogs are going to go inside and outside the house, of course. But for me, I have a cat, and I keep my cat indoors. I live on a busy street, and there's wildlife all over the place, so it's safer for her to be inside. Can humans bring allergies into the home on our shoes, on our bodies that can affect our animals as well?
Sure, anything that they could bring in on their feet, we can bring in on our feet. So, yeah, if we're walking around and we're working in, you know, pollen area or spores or whatever, we can bring those into the house. So it's a good idea. Maybe I don't do this, but maybe it's a great idea, Jennifer. Maybe we should take off our shoes before we come into the house and not spread those allergens around the house as well. I think that would be kind of neat. And you hit the nail on the head. Did you know that keeping your cat inside, the average lifespan of an outdoor cat is 4 to 6 years? The average lifespan of a cat that lives indoors is 15 to 17 years. So keeping them indoors is so much safer as long as you make the indoors outdoor interesting.
Yeah, that's true. You have to have little toys. And she actually has a screened-in porch, which she likes a little bit. She lives a pretty good life around here.
Spoiled.
She gets the outdoor influence, but she's still inside.
And what size flat screen does she have?
Yeah, exactly. It's bigger than mine, I'll tell you that. She stays at home and lollygags while I go out to work every day.
I always said if someone were to come down from another planet, they would think that we were the pets and the pets were ours. We walk them, we feed them, we groom them, we take care of them. Really, who has the better life, our pets or ourselves?
That is no joke. Warren Eckstein is the best. Catch him on the Pet Show and on his website. We have all the links at DJV Show. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.